Well, we're in the Nestlé Museum.
Yes, in the Nestlé Museum.
And I'm here with George on my left. George has been kindly showing us where to go whilst we've been on holiday in Switzerland. The area is called Brock, isn't it?
It is Brock, yes. And it's situated in a beautiful green valley surrounded by low mountains, which are covered in trees and also grasslands. So they're all sort of rather comfortable type of mountains rather than, you know, the burr type you see when they're very big. These are smaller type. But it's a beautiful sort of homely-like valley, which you'd expect to see in Switzerland, really. You know, it's a typical Swiss scene. And everything is laid out beautifully. And this factory is, well, it's a work, it's an exhibition centre, really. But everything's of the very smartest designs. And there's loads and loads of people here. Even though we're quite early, it's now 11:15. And there's quite a number of coaches out there, so people have come by coach, obviously, as well. So that will soon fill it up. But we're just waiting to do a tour, and we've all got these... what do they call these things?
Audio guides, aren't they?
We've got audio guides around our neck, so we're ready to...
Which are in the shape of a chocolate bar, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I've even tasted it. It doesn't taste like it. It's darkish in here, but there's plenty of lights, but it's all spotlights rather than main, you know, big lights. So it's easy on the eye. And of course the spotlights are on the display units, which is, of course, you know, selling you how good their chocolates are. So it's absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
And you said they've got chocolates hanging from the... What?
They have. Yeah. Like separate pieces from a box of chocolates hanging from the ceiling. Every type of sort you can think of. Nutty ones, creamy ones, some as big as your head, you know.
And you haven't done this before, have you?
Oh, no, I haven't been here before, no. I'm not sure that Matthew said he'd been here before, I'm not sure. I don't think he has.
No, it's probably more of a girly thing to do than
yes,
a man
possibly,
thing, isn't it?
Possibly, that's right, yeah. But of course, you know, he does have visitors here, like the rest of my family come here to see him.
And his
takes
sisters?
Them around, so
has
it's
his
quite the tour
been?
Ride, really, no. But when he's by himself, when his friend is either climbing or running or cycling or swimming, or something. That was right here. It's really funny here. There's a man who looks like Matthew, another 15 years on. It's really odd.
Wow.
He's the same colouring, you know, the same sort of dress sense. It's really odd. I won't say anything to him, but he thinks he's got eternal youth, you see. Ah, hang on. I think this is us.
So, can you tell me the train stations that we've been to so far? Which airport did we come into again?
We came into Geneva.
We're ready to go.
Geneva Airport. And then we usually travel from Lausanne station, and we went from Lausanne station to Geneva yesterday by train, non-stop.
Yeah, where did we go? Where did we go when we...
Matthew's calling you, George.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, where did we go when we went to the seaside?
Seaside.
That was only...
That was all about.
Two stops, wasn't it?
Matthew's calling us on, so
oh, yeah.
I'll have to obey him, you know.
Yes,
okay. Wait, so 11 is in 3 minutes.
Okay,
right.
Next.
And you're fine, yeah.
Is
that lady going to bring us back?
No idea.
When do we switch these on,
Jim?
It's already on.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's saying press A.
Press A, and which is A?
You can already press A, okay? This is not for the visit, so you can this one.
The one on the left.
Well, they're not feely buttons, are they?
No, the not feely ones. I'll press it for you. Is it saying press A?
Yeah. Welcome to SA, the Swick Chocolate Factory. Chosen English to visit our chocolate experience. This chocolate guide will guide you through various points of the chocolate experience. Find activation points marked by a chocolate square. And we have to hold the choco gar from the activation point. Very clever. There's three keys, which are not accessible, sadly. Oh, pause and restart. Keep an eye on the screens. See if it's your turn. Proceed to departure, we're not in the airport. Chocolate. Treasure hunt and cinema experience. Wow, we wish we're in an unforgettable chocolate journey.
There's a cinema experience.
Right.
What that consists of?
Cinema.
And when we get to a display, there's a chocolate piece, which is not chocolate, it looks like it. You pull out 30 centimetres and it tells you what the da-da.
So you haven't been here before, have you, Matthew?
Well, I came outside, but it was a massive
queue. Oh, yeah, too big,
and it was
yeah.
a two-hour wait.
Yeah.
So I didn't come. But this is a bit of a reconnaissance for me. Because when Michaela comes over with her two kids, I guess this is going to be on the itinerary. Mm.
So,
well, with the kids, yeah.
Yeah. Well, whether the kids want it or not, their mum will want it or not.
Their mum. Wow.
Is Toblerone that nest then? Toblerone.
Toblerone.
No. Isn't it? No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No. It looks
it
like...
It was owned by Philip Morris.
Ooh.
But they, I think they might have divested it.
Yeah, they went into the cigarettes.
So what do Nestles, I know they make loads of things.
Yes.
Kit Kats, don't they?
Coffees and chocolates.
Coffee, baby milk is a famous one.
Yeah, but I mean, the chocolate, what do we get of Nestles? Is it Milky Bar?
Milky one, yeah, not chocolate.
Okay.
Okay.
It's only left. What can you see around, please?
Well, I can see these things sticking out.
Things.
Just like this with your other guy.
Yeah.
With this.
Oh.
Yeah, just kind of.
All right, we'll do that.
Perfect. And then you can take a seat if you want and listen to the introduction.
Okay.
I think there is okay.
Can we do mine as well, please?
Oh.
Perfect. Yeah. So this one is all right, yeah. Just check. Yeah, this one is okay. And
am I going?
No, this one didn't work. There you go. Yeah, perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll be back.
On the call.
Look at the wall. Look at the history. And listen to the audio.
Yes.
Right.
Could it? What wall? We? What's on the wall then? Different. Milk chocolate is the favourite variety in Switzerland. No, I didn't know that. About 75% of the Swiss prefer milk chocolate, 20% prefer dark, and 5% prefer white. Which did we have in our room? That was
milk.
No.
I've never seen dark chocolate in England, but I've just got it
there. Dark is the best, in my opinion.
Supposedly.
we've checked into the legend of chocolate journey in the early